Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, 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 we call Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Healer, healer, healer. Healer, healer, healer. Healer, healer, healer. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Healer, healer, healer. Healer, healer, healer. Healer, healer, healer. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. My Savior, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Provider, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. My healer, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. We call him Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings. We thank you for another day that you've made and another day that you have allowed us to be able to see. If it had not been for you on our side, Lord, we would not be here today. And as we rise early this morning to come before your presence with singing, to come before your presence with praise, we are able to do this because of your mercy and because of your grace. Thank you, God, for your favor. Thank you, God, for another chance to say yes. Thank you, God, for all that you have done and all that you have planned and all that you have in thought for me, in store for me, because you know the plans and thoughts that you have for me, to give me hope and an expected end, thoughts of peace and not of evil. God, I want to say thank you. I thank you, God, because you spared my life just one more day. Oh, God, you took me from a place unknown, God, and brought me back home safely. Though there were different trials and tribulations and circumstances trying to make our way home yesterday, Lord, but you took us over the airway, God, and you brought us over the highway. And you blessed me and Lady O to make it back safely, and I want to say thank you. And then, God, you blessed us to be able to rise this morning to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. For this is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice shall be glad in it. So we may be tired and weary in our bodies after delay, but God, no matter what has happened, no matter what occurred yesterday, no matter what may have occurred last week, Lord, you are still worthy to be praised. It doesn't matter what type of hell we may have gone through. It does not matter what type of tribulations and trials we had, God, yesterday, last week, whatever. God, you're still worthy to be praised. Oh, God, you're worthy of glory. You're worthy of the honor. And so, God, as we begin this day, this first day of the week, God, this 18th day of our 31 days of prayer, Lord, we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, Lord, because your name is worthy, Lord. We can just call on your name. We don't have to give anything else, but that's all we have to do is cry out the name of Jesus, because your word tells us that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every name is subject to the name of Jesus. And when we call on his name, demons have to flee in the mighty name of Jesus. When we call on the name of Jesus, sickness has to flee, Lord, in the name of Jesus. When we call on the name of Jesus, demons must come subject to your name, because everything must confess that you are Lord. You are King of kings. You are Lord of lords. You are the great I am. You are the Savior of this world. You are the Savior of our lives. You are the rock of our salvation. We can just call on your wonderful and mighty name, Jesus. When we call on the name of Jesus, situations have to change, because we invite you into our midst, and everything has to be subject to the name of Jesus. Sickness has to flee. Cancer and diabetes has to obey. Oh, God, everything must come subject. Even the winds obey your command. Even the winds obey your voice. Even the winds, God, obey you. And so we call on your name this morning, Jesus, wonderful Savior, Jesus, mighty Counselor, Jesus, Alpha and Omega, Jesus, the beginning and the end, Jesus, my healer, hallelujah, Jesus, my provider, hallelujah, Jesus, my way maker, glory God, Jesus, we call on the Son of God, the Almighty One, who gave his life on Calvary so that we might be able to call on his name. No longer do we have to come, is there a veil in between us and thee? But because of his sacrifice, the veil was rent in twain, and now we have direct access to you, and he intercedes on our behalf and maketh intercessions between us and thee, so that when you see us, you see his blood. When you see us, you see his covering. When you see us, you see, hallelujah, the cross where your son hung and bled and died. But we are able to see, oh God, the empty tomb, the empty grave where he rose up again, oh God, on the third day with all power in his hands. Thank you for the blood that washes and that cleanses me and that covers me. Thank you, God, for the blood that you allowed your son to shed on Calvary's cross for the remission of my sins. Thank you, Jesus, my healer, my provider, my waymaker, my strong power, my peace, my joy, my hope for today and for tomorrow. Jesus, we can call on your wonderful and mighty name, because you're the God of all things. You're the God of the valleys. You're the God of the mountains. You're the God of the depths of the seas. And we offer you our praise this morning. We offer you our gratitude this morning. We offer you our sacrifice. We present our bodies as a living sacrifice this morning. As we seek your face, Lord, we seek for a greater anointing for this day, that we may offer unto you praise worthy of and fitting for who you are. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow down before him. Heaven and earth adores him. He's mighty. He's great. He's strong, he's faithful, he's consistent, he never fails. I'm talking about the God Almighty that I serve, who called me out of darkness and brought me into his marvelous light. I'm talking about the great I am, who can be anything and everything that we need. That's all we have to do is call upon you, and you shall answer us and show us great and mighty things. Thank you for being God, as we seek your face this morning. As we seek after your ways, not our wills, Lord, but let thine will be done
oh God, that we may be able to do all the great and wonderful things that you have called for us to do today. For you have plans and purpose for us today. Oh God, that we might fulfill this. Oh God, that we may make your name glorious this day, that we may let our light so shine before someone this day, that we may proclaim of the goodness of Jesus on this day, that we may make your name glorious as we gather into your temple today, all across this land, all across this world, God, God, to magnify you, to glorify. Lord, I saw a service that was going on in Japan late last night. They had gotten up, Lord, though they're hours ahead of us, and they were magnifying and glorifying you, Lord. They were, this was the day, or that this is the day that the Lord has made. We're blessing you across this land. And so make us and shape us and mold us that we may offer unto you praise that is worthy of the God that we serve. Thank you, Lord, for another chance to say yes. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to declare your great name. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to make your name glorious. My best praise, that is me, waving of my hands, dancing in my feet, shouting aloud with a voice of triumph, God, magnifying the God of salvation, giving you a hand clap of praise, Lord, and everything that I can do with all that's within me, God, to offer you praise that you are worthy of. Lord, it's my desire that we give you the best of us today. Oh, God, that we may worship you in spirit and in truth. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, that will cause our worship and our praise before you, your nostrils, and you reject our praise and our worship. Clean us up, Lord, even right now. From the very crown of our heads to the soles of our feet, make us whole, make us clean, make us right before you. That as we lift up holy hands, Lord, you'll come in and that you will inhabit the praises of your people. We need your glory. We need your presence. We need your anointing. We need your power. We need your love. We need you, God, today. Nothing else will satisfy and nothing else will do. We need you to be in the midst to see what someone else has on, not to come and see who else is in the seats, Lord, not to come, oh, God, and waste your time, but come and get your attention, Lord, and to make your name glorious, God, that we may worship you like never before. Because, Lord, when you show up in a great and mighty way, and we desire your presence today. That you would come and heal, that you would come and deliver, Lord, that you would come and set free. So come no more and have your way. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you into our hearts right now. We welcome you into our minds right now. We welcome you into this place. Shape us and mold us, God. Oh, God, to be the vessels of praise, the instruments of praise that you have made us to be. Smooth out our rough edges right now, Lord. Created us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Lord God, because we put our hope and we put our faith and we put our trust in you, nothing else will satisfy. Nothing else will come up to par. But God, you bring us, oh God, from the least, you brought us from the least, oh God, to the greatest, because now we belong to you. And so, Lord, we bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you this day. For you are a provider. You are a way maker. You are everything that we need and more. Drive out the spirit of fear. Drive out the spirit of concern. Drive out the spirit of worry. Help us, Lord, today to cast all our cares upon you. God, because you have told us in your word and promised in your word that you care for us. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We put our trust and our hope in you. And God, we won't allow ourselves to waver because you are our rock and you are everything that we need and more. And so bless us as we come together today across this nation, across this land, across this world to glorify the God of our salvation. And we'll praise you like never before. We'll worship you like never before. We'll make your name glorious like never before because you are everything that we need. And we bless you. We are grateful for all that you've done and all that you are doing in our lives. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. Amen and amen. Good morning, saints. Our scripture this morning is coming from Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 and 26, where it reads, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns.
yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they?" And our corresponding scriptures come from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 18, Matthew 6 and 33, and Philippians 4, 6, and 7. We serve a mighty God. Let's choose life today. Let's live today. For God has promised us an abundant life. He's already put in the work so that we may live the abundant life here on earth. That's all we have to do is put our trust in him, to cast our cares all upon him, and to seek after him the more. When we seek after him, he fills us and he satisfies every hunger, every thirst, every desire. He fulfills them all because that's what he has promised in his word. And we know according to this, his word, that his word will never fail because we're here on this earth. And before one drop or one tittle of his word fails, heaven and earth will pass away. And so we know his word is his bond. I encourage you to bless the God of your salvation today as we enter into his gates with thanksgiving and we enter into his courts with praise. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you this day. Bye-bye.